The Daily Talk Show, episode 576.
What's happening, guys? It's Monday. What's going on?
We had a very big Friday night. The Gronk Squad's first ever drinks.
I just dabbed. The guy who left early did the dab then.
Don't do that.
That's fitting.
That was good fun, wasn't it?
It was great fun.
Moondog OG
in Abbotsford. That was great. I reckon it's definitely something we'll start doing more of, maybe once a month.
I was very happy because we said we were slightly anxious, or I was, about how the whole situation was going to go.
Seamless. It was very seamless.
When you were buying pizzas, I started to think, oh, this could hit the mark that we're not doing it anymore.
Well, the mark was like $800 or something.
Yeah. I was so surprised. Can we just talk? A bunch of people getting drinks.
Yeah.
Only like $280.
Yeah.
Did Moondog look after us?
No, they didn't. I think
people weren't silly. Thank you.
Weren't silly. We bought a couple of people drinks.
We also had the happy hour or whatever.
Oh, we had happy hour. That always helps.
Yeah.
That always helps.
We had about, 20 people in total, do you think? Maybe 25? I counted at one time we had 15, and there was probably at least five.
And then another wave of people. Yeah. Glyn, who's from Florida, he's Australian, but he that was
20
great.
Years in Florida, yep.
Yeah. I mean, he's basically a Florida local.
Mm-hmm. We had a bunch of internationals. We had Tiff as well from Bali.
Yeah, it was great. So one person that didn't rock up was Campbell, who's come late. He's at our studio now. And
sorry, guys.
You're a bit late, mate. Drinks were on Friday. He's pissed too.
Ramble.
I'm dabbing.
Don't ever dab, mate. That's Josh's job.
No, so Ramble has you've helped us out bits and bobs over the last year.
Yeah,
and
takes great photos.
Mm-hmm. Likes to ride bikes.
Yeah, he took 3D Dill on a bike mission.
Yeah, he did really well. I wish we had a GoPro on him because there's this one point that he nearly absolutely killed himself.
Oh, he told
that.
He
saved it. It was insane.
It was a 15-minute story for a 3-second incident. It's amazing he got 15 minutes out of a 3-second bit.
Yeah.
And, you know?
So Campbell's nickname, we've decided today, we need a nickname.
You're workshopping it before the show.
Yeah, I'm upstairs on the computer. I'm just here. Tommy, we got it. We got a nickname.
And so it's Ramble because Campbell likes to ramble. Would you say that?
I would say so. If I had my own podcast, each episode would be like 2 hours long and I'd only aim for it to be 15 minutes.
Well, I came down, you said my mum will think this is really funny. Why? Why will mum think it's funny?
Because I just don't shut up. I let alone don't have a filter, but I just will keep talking and I'll go on tangents. So.
What is it, mate?
What is it that I do? I don't know. I think
you forget that you're talking, but you keep talking.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's good. I think it's your quirk.
Yeah,
we've talked about quirks. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I tell you one, Josh Jansen, your quirk, dude, and I love it because someone could take this offensively. But I think if you're playing in the what's my quirk.
Can I just quickly say there's something really fun about people saying your quirks. Like the idea that you have seen me in the wild and you're about to spit. Yeah. I'm pumped.
So we went to a meeting today. It's a 30-something degree day. Josh was wearing a hoodie and shorts. And I just looked at myself, the two other guys that were there, and we were all in casual business attire.
Well, it was one of the guy's first days, so he had to dress up.
But I was like, this is perfect. Like I don't even want to tell you to do anything other than what you do.
Well, I didn't even care. Like, I don't think it was a problem.
No, it wasn't a problem.
I brought jeans with me. So this is the thing.
It's too late to put them on.
It's never a problem until you call it a problem, to be honest.
It's not a problem. So the thing is, when I'm not feeling... not even lean, but when I'm feeling a bit fat, the first thing to go is just t-shirts. If I wear a t-shirt, I just feel it's like when 97 was filming me doing the umpire moves the other day.
Oh, yeah.
There's a moment where I put my arms up and my t-shirt just fucking shows my gut. It's not good. And so the hoodie, I can fluctuate 10 kg either way and be okay in a hoodie.
I've got to state that my black eye is not from Friday night's drinks and doesn't have anything to do with toy cars.
Yeah, the toy car thing, for people who don't know, you revealed the other day how you were drinking. Then the next day, you had a blow up and threw Bodhi's toy car at a wall.
See, when you even say it back like that, it sounds worse. Mm-hmm. We'd been in the car with a screaming kid for 5 hours. I was tired.
Who
was Bodhi? Bodhi wanted to get himself out of the car and close the door, and everything was a fuss. And his toy car was like just there. I was like, oh, and I threw it inside because we're walking in. So, but it's Glenn was even trolling me about the toy car on our Facebook group. Did you see that?
No.
Oh, that was funny.
It is an easy troll.
Yeah. It is. It's great.
Anyway, Bodhi and I had another incident on Saturday night.
How many toy cars were thrown?
No toy cars. And it wasn't the result of any kind of drinking or any aggression. I do have a black eye, but it's because I was reading him a bedtime story.
Which one?
And he came, What to Do with a Problem. That's the name of the book. There's one called What to Do with a Chance. Mm-hmm. And so it's like when a chance comes past, you know, and this
so what
kid
do you
let
do
the
with
chance
the problem?
Go.
I'm guessing not throw.
No, I got quarter of the way through the book and then I tapped out. Amy jumped in because Bodhi flew, headbutted me into the corner of like the heart, like the, it's almost like an edge on your eye bone.
Like the socket.
Eye socket. Yeah, yeah. It's like this sharp bit there if you feel it, and it just popped and blew up. It was horrible. Anyway.
Why did Bodhi do that?
No, just because he was coming over. Like,
you're halfway through.
Yeah, but he's moving around. You don't get it. They just, like, do 360s.
So he doesn't, like, just calm down.
Sometimes, but that night he wasn't.
Does he need some chamomile?
He couldn't drink that. He wouldn't like that.
Chamomile, so.
Chamomile tea. Chamomile? Yeah. Chamomile.
I can't say anything.
Chamomile
what do you
tea.
Mean?
Well, you say all things weird, but
garage.
No, I was watching a YouTube video on tea and
for kids for chamomile
or whatever it is it's not actually part of the tea family. It's a completely different it's like a flower actually.
Is that like mint? I think is a weed.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, I think it's a weed, or it's rosemary's a weed. One of them aren't the herb family.
Really? I didn't. So
look that
a
up,
weed.
Sevs. So mint being a weed, so it like can just grow.
I mean, it
everywhere.
Grows and grows and grows.
So anything can be a weed, right?
I don't think so.
Roses could be a weed.
Are they a weed though? That's what we need clarification
so
on, Sevs.
If they are growing, what is the definition of a weed, Sevs?
He's just looking up weed.
I certainly yeah.
And now he's on Tyson Ranch. Yeah. He's just bought a three pack.
My definition is that it's it's not meant to be. It's not native, and it's like growing at a large rate, uncontrollable rate.
Yeah.
So you could have weeds that, like, for instance, those yellow flowers.
Oh,
as a kid, remember you'd pick them off. It's like what.
What's oh, the, yeah, yeah. Oh, she loves me not. She loves me, she loves me not.
Yeah.
She loves me not. Fuck. I've got to break up with her.
Yeah, but those things, they're a weed.
Mate, there was whole relationships taken down by daffodils.
They're not daffodils.
No. Daffodils are
if you
do
that, daffodils.
Yeah, you're quite opulent. It's opulent move. So what did you say?
It's a wild plant growing where it is not wanted and in competition with cultivated plants.
Mm. So it could just – so bamboo.
So ramble?
what? Ramble's a weed?
No, what's the definition of a weed again?
A wild plant growing where it is not wanted competition with cultivated plants.
No, I get it. So is mint one? Did you find that out?
If it's a weed?
Yeah, is mint a weed? Let's find that out. I was blown away. Amy told me the other day. I think it was mint.
I mean, it depends.
Unless it's rosemary.
It depends on the region. No, but it depends if you want to grow it.
It could be parsley. I remember we had – my mum was growing some parsley. Here we go.
My mum was – your mum's done everything, Ramble. Go on.
She was growing some parsley and then she would save the seeds and I think it was a really windy day and all the seeds blew everywhere.
This is going to be long.
No joke, like 3 months later, the whole backyard was just full of parsley, just growing randomly. It was pretty sick actually.
Is this a lie? I don't know how much.
No, I like it. I love it.
No, it's great.
So I had a.
I just want to say I got Bodhi back.
What'd you do?
I farted.
How did he take it?
He did this. He said, "What's that smell?" And then he says, I don't want to smell this anymore.
Is there something that you could, so on that, could you have a stinky spray? So rather than pepper spraying him.
No, I have never pepper sprayed him. Yeah,
it's more like I think Bob or something, Josh.
Yeah, just some low level, just it smells.
Water gun.
That's true.
Like you can, a kid.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like you've got a cat though.
I know, fucking cats, you're just spraying them. No, they get out of there. Yeah. Get out of it.
What is the best tool in regards to keeping him
disciplined? Well, I told you guys about the flick.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, small little bit of pain on his hand and he knows. So it's more for when he used to run out on the road. Mm-hmm. So you're like, I have to give him a little bit of something right now so he understands that there's huge implications if he does that.
And so what is it at the moment?
The flick, he just presents his hand now and doesn't give a shit. he's like, and then he starts saying, I want to flick. Like, and then he says, Daddy, give me a hand. I need to flick you. And so it's done.
And so what are you?
That's annoying.
So you need to retaliate. Yeah. Wooden spoon.
The only worry
I'm not going there.
What happens when he starts doing this to kids at like playgroup and stuff? He's like, you need the flick.
He probably will.
He probably is.
He probably is now. But no, I it can't be anymore. It's more just timeout.
So
hates being put back into his bed for timeout. Mm-hmm. Like hates it.
How would you feel if I put him in timeout?
What level would he have?
So for instance, when he pinched me the other day, that's not a flick. You can't say I was asking for it. I nearly fucking knocked him out. But I controlled myself. I was like, yeah, you're a kid.
Yeah,
but don't do that.
Yeah, yeah.
So disciplining other people's kids, how as a parent, how do you feel?
When I see it done to Bodhi? Mm-hmm. Oh, I think it totally depends. You don't want to be on the back foot. Mm-hmm. So immediately I think if someone in my family is disciplining him, mm-hmm. I've just let it ride because I haven't seen it. Mm-hmm. If I saw it and it wasn't, but then you don't want to send too many messages, right? Sure. So it's like more confusing if I was to, when discipline meaning timeouts, like if you put him into timeouts, like it must have been something. Mm-hmm.
How bad does it have to be for timeout? Because I'm just wondering, to be able to co-create.
Yeah.
You know, like we've got a community here, it's a bit of a village. If we want it, the village kid, Bodhi, is doing something. Yeah. And so, I just want sort of a framework because I've never given a kid a timeout before.
Well, I think he will be quite confused when the guy who gives him biscuits is also giving him the timeout.
Timeout with biscuits, bickies.
No, but that's the ultimate power, isn't it? Like being the guy who normally gives biscuits to then get a timeout, you're like, I fucked up. Don't you think?
Do you think
he would listen to me more than he would listen to you?
Potentially, just because if I wasn't around. So when he goes to JoJo and Papa's, he's my mum and dad's, he loves it. He's a little angel.
Yeah.
But then when he's with us, he's a little animal. But
Papa's very good because he was like, you don't want Papa to get angry.
Is that what Dad said?
Yeah. I was like, Bodhi, do not. Don't push it. I don't want to. I couldn't imagine Timbo. I feel like that's as angry as Timbo gets.
Well, Amy's sister lives with us and she enforces the rules and I think it's good.
What's the framework? Because if everyone's different.
Just don't hit my kid.
So no flicking.
Just no hitting my kid. No flicking, no timeout. No physical action. If you just.
Timeout.
Using words or putting him into timeout, that's fine. Mm-hmm. So that's your boundaries, right?
Yeah. No, I like it.
Gemma says, I look forward to the day that Bodhi decides he likes me.
Bodhi does like you, Gemma. Bodhi was at Friday Night Drinks, obviously.
And he pushed.
He's a party boy.
He did push Gemma.
Well, yeah, and then he came back and apologised. He said, sorry for pushing. Mm. It was cute.
Did he do that on his own accord?
Maybe Amy said, go apologise. I didn't see that. But I saw the apology, though. Mm-hmm. So, but I didn't see Mum whisper or anything. But he was just tired, you know. Yeah. So anyway.
Friday night,
Macy had beer for the first time.
Yeah.
Good boy. How was it?
Yeah, not great.
The guy didn't like cider either.
No.
What?
So really? someone was telling us fizzy apple juice, bro. Someone was saying
it's not fizzy apple juice.
What do you do? Because you don't like kombucha either.
Nah, kombucha's not great.
What do you like in life?
Just a bit of water. Sprite. That's all right.
Really?
Yeah, but
lemonade.
No, but I don't. Soft drinks is.
When was the last time any of you guys ordered a pub squash?
Yeah.
Never had one.
What's a pub squash?
I did that shit last year.
It's almost like a solo. Drinking.
I did more of that. Like I got lemon lime bitters and yeah. I think I got a pub squash last year.
And so what beer did you have, Sevs? I had the old mate.
Yeah, I had that one. Yeah, yeah.
Pale ale.
Yeah,
that 5%. One. Doesn't seem very strong, 5%.
That's how strong beers are. How strong do you think things
are? Well, I think like a Shiraz or something's normally about between 8 and 11 or something maybe.
All right. I don't know. Anyway, it's reasonable.
Mm-hmm. And 5%er. So I had one beer and then I decided to change to having wine.
Yeah.
You said, oh, do you want another beer? I said, oh, actually, I have a Shiraz, thanks. And then you came back with the beer.
I'd had three or four by then.
But I didn't say anything. I was like, you know what? I think it was my my 2020 goal is less blow-ups.
That's a good one. I just thought
that if because I think mentioning it could trigger a blow-up. And so I was like, oh, you know what? Like this is potentially – like if I say something, there's potential of you saying – like maybe you didn't want to – maybe I was being difficult by asking for a wine. I don't know the etiquette. So I'm like, maybe I've gone out of my sort of boundary.
Yeah.
And so I'm just going to have a beer. And then I started drinking it and then you came over and was like – hang on a second. No, you are a Shiraz, didn't you?
Did he have a car in his hand as well?
Yeah, exactly. No, I did. Mace, was I, what did I say? I just sounded fine, didn't I?
No, you're fine.
Because we went out. Mace pushed through and went out. We went for dinner.
Well, so, yeah, you were, no, but I was saying, I couldn't believe, I was saying this to Scooter on the way home. I was like, I can't believe that you decided to not drink all of last year when we're building our business. Because I feel like I was saying, like, we should have I love you when you're –
oh, really?
So I think we could get some beer taps and just do even a bit of sort of an Aaron Young style.
Just in the office.
In the office over, you know, a nice wine.
I mean, it is amazing. Like when you don't – when you go from nothing to that, like you see how businesses build their culture around
drinking,
alcohol. Yeah, like Friday night drinks, everyone's a bit loose. Like, fuck yeah, let's – everyone, you know, knock off. Here's the drink cart.
Yeah.
Like it's very easy.
Is there
easy.
A drink cart in offices?
Oh, Amy's office, when she worked in, she would go around, everyone would pick the cocktail they wanted at the end of the week and someone would be responsible for making shitloads of margaritas, so like a full sort of jug, and they'd go around to all the, you know, workstations, margarita, like 3 p.m. and then 5 p.m. it's the drinks launch. And then, but like you see how it can be very destructive, but it also sort of, it's very easy to get people together when there's drinking involved. Mm. Like we could easily get 30 people once a month to drink. So I reckon we start doing that.
Sure.
Gemma says Glow Journals champagne is built around Glow Journals culture is built around champagne.
Yeah.
Glow Journals champagne is also built around champagne.
Yeah. Tickers built by a bottle of wine.
Exactly.
I mean, this is where I don't know if there's a delusion of thinking that shit's great because you're feeling a bit good inside. So when you do a bit of work.
It's potentially a bit toxic.
Yeah. All this stuff is when you take it too far.
Yeah.
You're doing that 3 days a week.
Because I see people, it's annoying when you start doing something and it's also other people's resolutions to stop that thing.
Mate,
it's slightly confusing.
I'm all behind. Like Glyn wasn't drinking but came, so power move.
Oh, really?
Power move.
See, I don't see it. But I'm not one to be like, oh, this person's drinking, this person's not.
I've also, you said less blow-ups. One of my, not resolutions, but one thing I want to get behind is if anyone says they're not a drinker or don't want to drink, fuck, 110% supporting them.
What does that look like?
Like Glyn, he said, I'm not drinking. I wouldn't go get him a drink if he said he's not drinking. And I just was insisting, I'll get you pubs or whatever it was, lemon, lime and bitters. Mm-hmm. Like help people because it can be hard enough as it is. So if people are around and it's.
So you're not going to give anyone shit?
No way. Mm-hmm. Except Mason.
I was wondering why Sebs is looking like that's why. Because there was, I mean, it wasn't pressure. I mean, you had a cider that you didn't finish.
Yeah, I didn't finish both of them.
And then there was
one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There was probably about maybe a quarter left in the cider, mm-hmm. and then 98% of a beer left.
And then Basil.
And then Basil downed it, yeah.
Downed it, anyway.
Yeah.
So, last time I buy you a beer.
No, it was great, though. There was a good crew. Jordan Michaelides and I were looking at our jeans.
Jeans? As in your jeans that you were wearing?
G-E-N-E-S.
Oh, like, have you done? Oh, yeah, you've done 23andMe. And he'd done the same? Yeah. Are you brothers?
No, but he's got 5% Iranian, which is
Iranian on trend.
Yeah, very on trend.
On trend. On Twitter.
And, obviously we found out about the Iran, like that plane that was accident by the Iran.
Why did it take a real shift?
Well, I mean, hopefully, or as in for me or for them.
Just not for the show.
For the show, dude. Just
the Anyway, to bring it back, Gemma says, when are we helping Sevs fulfill his 2020 goal of going to a nightclub?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe the next one. Maybe the next Friday Night Drinks. The next Friday Night Drinks is going to end up with us launching and going, boom, straight to the club.
So what time did you
go? You know who we can get? Fuck. Grant Smiley, hook us up. He's got contacts, bro. We'll go drink at Ponyfish Island and then we'll launch. Anyway, that's another time.
Hopefully not into the Yarra.
No, not into the Yarra.
So
I wanted to give you an update also on my embarrassing somehow figuring out 24 months later that I was on a leasing plan and I have to give the phone back in a month's time.
It's like thinking you bought a house. And then a property manager all right, guys, the landlord's – beg your pardon? Landlord?
Yeah. So
turns out you don't own it.
In Australia, they've stopped doing leasing contracts for phones because of this, because it's an absolute fucking rort. So you pay the same amount as someone else is paying to actually have the phone at the end. Like you're paying the same amount as me and you're getting the latest phone that's worth twice as much as this by the end of the contract. Anyway, went to Telstra on the weekend. Spoke to this bloke. I was like, mate, this is absolutely fucking bullshit. He was like a young dude. He's like, yeah, look, call up, lodge a complaint, and you should be able to keep your phone. He said heaps of people have been doing it.
Great. Sounds like a lot of admin.
Yes, I know. But what a guy. Insider at Telstra. I mean, insider. That's great.
So the likelihood of – so you're going to call up?
Yeah, because I was actually not aware. Such a gronk move. Not aware that I was on a lease plan.
Because you're going to sell it to your bro? Are you still planning on doing that?
Well, if I can get it for free, I'll just give it to him.
Oh, that's nice.
That's nice.
Is that an official statement?
Is that an official offer? You know what I fucking thought, Mikey then? Can I just tell you what my thinking was?
$500, mate.
No. I was thinking, I want to get the new phone, which is your one, but I don't want to get it without insurance. Insurance is $15 a month.
Sure.
24 months of $15 a month is how much?
$300 or something.
Sell it to him for a
few. Oh, yeah, that's
$300. I like that. Sell it to him for the insurance cost, because then I won't be actually paying any difference. So I'll be back on the same.
You're still giving him a very good deal because the iPhone.
He gets a $700 phone for $300.
That's pretty good.
But then I still see. I mean, is that all right?
Yeah, I think it's fine.
He's my brother, though.
Yeah. No, I think it's fine.
Okay.
I think selling things to your family is fine.
Yeah.
If you give him a good deal, I guess.
You sold your PlayStation. Yeah,
Xbox.
To your brother.
Mm-hmm. A serious loss on that one. I bought it because he told me, man, you should buy the Xbox.
Yeah.
And I bought it and I wasn't using it at all. And so I'm like, can I sell it to you? And I sold it to him for like half the price.
Yeah.
Which he was using it anyway, but then he got to sell it on, I guess. But
a lot of trading through the brothers. Mm. It's that's good. Hey, Thursday night, we've locked in a guest for our chat at the ESPY.
For people who missed it, we've teamed up with Lady Brains, Anna and Kate there, and Glow Journal's Gemma Watts, also known as Queen Gronk. And, we're doing an event at the ESPY in St Kilda to raise money for the bushfires.
Mm. So tickets, all the money's going to the bushfires. It's
like Victorian Wildlife and Victorian Bushfire Fund.
It's fucking good. Mm. The venue, so ESPY, is awesome.
Yeah.
I've never drank there before.
Really?
With the reopened one, so I'll have a beer at least. heaps of people. Do you see Amazon have donated to the bushfires?
Yes, $1 million.
$1 million.
So it was, it's just to close the loop on the event. So it's 6:30 on Thursday night. Tickets are $55. If you go to our Instagram bio, it's a Mosh Tick site. You can buy them there. We've got Ryan Shelton, our mate, who is going to be the guest for our bit.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a good one.
Are you coming, Ramble?
Yeah, I'm actually just checking it out now. I thought it was next week, so I'll get a ticket now. Yeah. I definitely want to come.
Bring your missus?
Oh, I don't know. We'll see.
What's happening?
Why? Is it all good?
Yeah, no, it's fine. No, she, you sure? She's got a lot of work on, so I don't know if she's going to be
what's
like,
the hours
absolutely
does she
exhausted.
Do?
They're all over the place. I can't even keep up. But like she works as a receptionist at a place underneath the Carlton Baths. I think it's like a
very specific. I love the detail that goes into micro detail.
Yeah, that's it. You got to know it. Anyway, so yeah, she works there, but she'll be getting up at like 5 a.m. sometimes
we know it
to get this there. Is great. To open up, she's got to open place up, and sometimes she'll be working till like 3 or something. From it's like 6 or something.
So anyway, she'll be tired. How long she worked there for?
She started working there for two months ago or something like that. But she was originally working at Chemist Warehouse and that destroyed her. So this is a nice change.
What's wrong?
They use them.
Oh,
like,
really?
They really use them and they get pretty poorly treated. Like, I think she was getting bullied.
Hey, mate, enough with the defamatory stories.
Well, that's how you get warehouse prices.
That's it.
You have to, like, if you're going to work, they have to treat like warehouse employees to get warehouse prices. It's not ideal. No, but I mean, sorry, talking about warehouse and stuff like that, Amazon. So first of all, I think Amazon raised the prices of the minimum wage of all employees in the US to $15.
It's good. Which is good. I mean, the huge expense across thousands of employees.
Mm-hmm. I think maybe it was the guy, Henry Ford, who did he invent the car? He definitely invented
Ford
the manufacturing.
Motors.
Yeah. It was the first big manufacturer or whatever. I believe he was famous for giving everyone really good salaries.
Mm.
But so Amazon did their
Bezos.
Jeff Bezos did a Instagram post. Did you see that one about the $1 million?
About the fires. Yeah, that's actually how I saw it.
Did you read the comments?
What is it? This is, you know, 0.0001% of your net worth, that kind of shit?
Also because it's AUD.
Oh, you did state that it was AUD.
Stated it was AUD, which I don't – mate, any contribution is good.
I know.
But people were getting so annoyed. It's like, come on, guys, settle down.
Yeah. If you're annoyed
– what were you going to say about the – you brought it up.
What?
About the $1 million.
Oh, it was just great. We're talking, it was bushfire banter. And I just wanted to – I like seeing the updates along the way.
Mm-hmm.
About how much money's been raised. It's fucking sick.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. Anyway, thanks for coming in, Ramble.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Anything thanks else you want to talk about?
I mean, do you want us to throw you a topic and then you can just ramble?
Yeah. Let's just get one good ramble.
How long do you want this to
last? No, you tell us. Do you have New Year's resolutions?
That's one I've been thinking about because I always hear it when you guys talk about it on the show. I don't actually have one, like a one set one, but I think there's a few things that in life I always just try and sort of aim for, which is just to, I've got to think of them because I can't always just remember. I think one of them's like, I'd just be more organized in general. Like I just don't think about things. I just sort of ride it by the seat of my pants and just hope that shit goes all right. what was that? Being organized. I'll do the internship that I'm doing. That was one thing. And just sort of, I don't know. I haven't had a resolution. I guess that's all I'm trying to say.
Have you tried one that's failed previously?
No, I've never actually been one to have resolutions. I think this show's definitely made me think more about it and think more about setting these goals, which is like part of that organization thing, I think. So I guess having more sturdy goals is probably my resolution, which I haven't done very well with at the moment. So, yeah, I don't know.
That's all right.
It was a good ramble.
A good little ramble.
It was great. Yeah. Those are awesome.
But now we can't talk, going forward, we can't make fun of rambling. The joke is that he'll do it if you're listening and he's rambling. Ha ha, it's funny. But if we laugh, he'll then start getting self-conscious and feels like it's bullying.
Oh, we love it. It's your quirk.
I'm used to it though.
Okay.
What do you mean?
All through high school, I got bullied for it, for sure.
Did you?
That was the thing I was talking about earlier, the shut up Campbell. It was sort of like, it wasn't a nickname, but it was like a tagline that everyone would use for me. So I'd be saying some dumb pun or something like that, just something silly, and they'd be like, oh, shut up Campbell. And it just sort of stuck. It was weird. And then somehow it translated to work. So people started saying it at work, and I'm like, this is weird. It's like universal now. So, and I've just rambled.
And so
again,
when would they say it? No, you're not rambling. When would they say
it? I mean,
when
if there's a place to ramble, it's a podcast.
It's a podcast. Oh, yeah. That's all.
Yeah. This is actually, you found the medium.
That's it. What was your question again?
Yeah.
Josh?
So what would you be talking about where they'd say, shut up?
Oh, it'd be just dumb stuff. Like,
oops. This is a you're class.
It's just a class. Okay.
I think I'd just be making a comment about something and it'd just sort of be, either it'd be like a little joke about the situation or something and they'd be like, oh, shut up. Or it'd be like me, I just wouldn't be using my filter. And I'd just say something dumb. They're like, oh, what are you on about?
But there's something fun about not having a filter. I think for this sort of-
I think you and I can agree on that, Josh, for sure.
Yeah. No filters.
It's fun. Sevs, we've been getting a bunch of Apple podcast reviews.
Yeah, we got a review from LuchyLoo7. Excellent podcast. Enjoy the relatable content. Keep up the good work. Also saw Sevs on the 48 tram, but was too shy to say hey.
I mean, if next time you're too shy to say hey, just woof. And he'll get it. He'll understand.
Yeah.
Woof, woof.
So Hamish and Andy do $1. So every time someone sees them, if they come up to them, they get $1 if they listen to the podcast.
Who gets $1?
No, I'm not
the people who come up.
But do you need $1 on you?
Yeah, so they carry coins.
That's the thing on their podcast. Mm-hmm. Like these they're famous guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be pretty low level for Sevs or any of us. What could we do?
Just a hug.
You're just going to hug someone on a tram if you just meet them?
I mean,
will you say, do you want a hug? Or how do you?
Who's that?
I don't know. Maybe that's a hard one.
It'd be so awkward. I'd love to see it.
No, it would just be. It would. Yeah,
it'd be the best. Something. I mean,
what else could you give? Selfie? Could you presumptuously
just say, "Hey, no,
the $1"?
I feel like that's worse than a hug. Like the one. Yeah, let's get a selfie on a tram.
At least there's something in it for them because they can go and get a dollar coffee or something. You know.
What about if we were to buy a bunch of scratchies?
And we carry them.
And carry them.
Oh, I mean, that's hard because I would want to scratch it.
Yeah, no.
You know when you got scratchies on you, you just want to scratch it.
Yeah.
That's what they're made for.
So would you have, what would you have said if someone had come up to you and said, hey, I listened to the show?
I don't know. You'd just, hey, how you going? Give him a hug.
So you're, oh, fuck, why are you so keen on this hug thing?
Wouldn't you? I would.
I wouldn't hug them. I'd shake their hands.
Nah, hey, I'd probably hug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird. Anyway, can we just at least get that person on the 48 to come up and say hi?
Yeah.
Have a bit
How
of
often are you going on the 48? Not very much now.
No, it's pretty much
Wednesday.
Nearly every night on the way home.
What time?
Probably between 7:30? Between 8.
Oh, this is when he's leaving work.
No. This is after the gym.
This is after
the gym. No, but still, what time do you leave the office?
9:00.
People need to know how hard you work. What time do you leave the office?
I mean, it depends.
Probably like 7, no?
Not every night.
Sometimes.
Only, yeah, sometimes.
Just 6 nights.
But so you go, man, you go to the gym late.
Yeah.
And so
I just got it. That night where I was working late, I just got to the gym in time.
Okay.
You got a sauna session in.
Yeah. Well, that's not a nice Apple podcast review.
Yeah,
it was lovely.
If you haven't left us an Apple podcast review and you've listened to a while, I think that's a good prompt. If you've been listening for more than 3 months and you haven't left an Apple podcast review, I know that I'm not necessarily a guy to leave reviews.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we've literally got one. My first review, I can be asked writing.
Oh, great. What did they say?
Ripping podcast, lads. I've been listening for about 4 months now and love it. I'm working my way through the back catalogue while also listening to the new episodes daily. Keep up the great work. The Real Mad Matty.
The Real Mad Matty.
That's a good one.
Oh, it's hashtag as well. Hashtag The Real Mad Matty.
We should look up that hashtag. So there's a few things that you can do. There's the, there's also the PO box.
Oh, yeah.
True.
So, Sevs, I gave you the PO box key.
Mm.
and we've gotten mail.
Yeah.
So we've got one that is we asked for cash.
Any currency, doesn't matter, we don't discriminate. We just want cash, cold hard cash sent to us.
And so this is, hey Gronks, these were rejected by my bank, lol. So I thought you guys might like them. Cheers, HB.
Awesome. Let's have a look.
And so we've got...
Hold it up so people
it's
can actually
Kiwi
see
and
it.
Indonesian currency.
Yeah. Yeah, it's cash. I mean, it's sent on like pirate ship paper. It's like a nice textured...
Pirate ship paper.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you'd undo a scroll.
Yeah, it's almost like a... Yeah.
This is great.
And so there's some rupiah.
The Illuminati.
Some rupiah, I think it's called. What, I don't get it? Oh, because of the
of course you don't. Pop culture.
That one was from Happy.
Just put your eye between them.
This one?
Happy Harry, Happy also Harry? Sent through Monopoly.
I don't know if it
was
is.
That, Happy Harry?
That was Happy Harry.
Happy Harry.
He sent you a house?
Yeah.
Like, let's just at least visually show.
Does
what's
this
going
mean
on?
That he doesn't have enough? Has he fucked his Monopoly board?
I don't know. They're probably all lost anyway.
Surely there's extras. Anyway.
All right, guys. It's been fun. Happy Monday again.
Mm-hmm. Anything else, Sebs?
No. Oh, Gemma says tickets are selling fast. So.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
I actually just got one then.
Really? That's right. Why they're going fast?
Yeah, sorry. I was on my phone getting the ticket.
Hopefully Amy and Bree have got one.
Yes. Yeah. Did Bree get one? Yeah, Bree. Yeah.
We'll get a ticket. Anyway. Go to our link in our bio.
Yeah, great. It's a Daily Talk Show. Feel free to send us an email, hi@thedailytalkshow.com. We also, thanks to our second domain on G Suite, Mason at thedailytalkshow.com, Josh at thedailytalkshow.com, Tommy at thedailytalkshow.com.
Great.
You we could get on. Ramble, you might get one soon.
Oh, I'll be able to ramble on my emails now.
Just a rambling newsletter.
Yeah, maybe we could
do that.
Maybe
the daily ramble.
Maybe you could do our newsletter.
Maybe.
Are you a good writer?
I don't know. I'm doing blogs at the internship. Much better with a camera than I am a pen or a keyboard, but I know I could give it a go.
Great. And so the
dictation just.
Yeah. That's the confidence, no real answer, but loved it. All those words. Yeah, great. That's what we need.
Yeah, I'd love to have a guest email. Anyway, all right, it's a Daily Talk Show. See you tomorrow, guys. Have a good one.
See you, guys.
See ya.